The Sitka High Wood Shop is involved in an experiment to learn if young growth timber can be made into high-end furniture and other products. One of three class sections is using locally harvested and milled alder in their projects. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
For decades, the story of timber on the Tongass was about old growth and pulpwood. When the Obama administration took office in 2009, that story started a new chapter as Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack announced a transition framework for the entire Forest Service. Scott Harris is with the Sitka Conservation Society.
The transition vision is to move away from a dependence on old growth logging to try to look at more multiple use and variable uses of the forest. For example, young growth, restoration, recreation, supporting salmon fisheries, things like that.
The Sitka Conservation Society has been active in developing watershed restoration projects on Prince of Wales Island at Sitco Bay and beginning next year on Kruzoff Island in Sitka Sound. Recently, the organization applied for a $10,000 grant from the National Forest Foundation to build capacity in second growth timber. A couple of prior log cabin projects have both been well received. Harris says SCS wanted to try something else.
We successfully got a grant and we said, well, let's see if we can find a really high-end use for young growth that could potentially help us, you know, develop that responsible relationship with our environment.
It doesn't matter very much to me what the wood itself is, as long as it's relatively easy for kids to use. So I'm I'd love to buy it locally if I possibly could.
Randy Huey teaches wood shop at Sitka High. The Sitka Conservation Society bought his beginning woodworking students 1,800 board feet of Pacific Red Alder for their fall semester projects, enough to make about 100 nightstands.
The monetary aspects of this whole experiment are probably the bigger questions, but I don't know anything about that. It's lovely wood, and it's been a successful project. It has some challenges that poplar does not have, in that it has more knots, more tendency to cup, split, warp, check. Some of those defects may have to do with milling and drying processes and not just purely within the wood.
The alder was harvested at False Island, about 35 miles north of Sitka, by a contractor who brought the wood back to town in the round, milled it, and dried it in a small kiln he set up. Scott Harris says this was the most challenging part of the project. The grant was intended to help build capacity in young growth, but it also revealed a few shortcomings. Building real capacity will likely take a much more substantial investment. Randy Huey says everyone was learning as they go, and that doesn't change the fact that the alder is beautiful wood. His beginning woodworkers didn't really dwell much on where the materials came from. They're still learning how to use shop tools safely and how to measure within 1/16th of an inch.
We had two classes using poplar and one class using the locally milled alder. So it's really me conducting the experiment of how this wood is as a teaching material. And the kids just got nice nightstands.
Besides alder, there is money in the grant to buy locally milled spruce and hemlock, which Huey says will be used by his advanced carpentry students to construct a timber frame bike shelter for the Sitka Sound Science Center. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.